Everyone, welcome to this edition of the Podcast Insider. And today we've got three of us are hosting the show today. Not really co-hosts. We all work together. So, of course, I'm Todd Cochran, and we've got, why don't you let the other two of you introduce yourself?
All right. Well, of course, you guys know me, Mike, up here in northern Michigan. And we got Dave down in Indiana. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
So, Dave, this is your first time, I think, joining us at all on Podcast Insider, isn't it?
He co-hosted with me once.
I can't remember.
Yeah, so why don't you tell everyone what you do at Blueberry?
So I am one of Mike's minions. So I've probably answered tickets. I'm one of the two full-time guys at Blueberry Support. And, yeah, just kind of answering tickets, helping you all solve problems, and doing whatever Mike and Todd tell me to do because I can't say no.
Well, I don't think I tell you to do too much. I just route that through Mike. So it's just Mike's the one that's task master, I guess. So let's get in our topics today. We've got some news. We got some best practices. Actually, we're going to talk to Dave about his time in podcasting, and he's going to be our interviewee for the show. And then we're going to talk some support issues. But again, our interview lines are open. If you want to be interviewed and beyond the Podcast Insider, let us know. We'll get you stacked in. I actually had an interview lined up for this episode, but we kind of got our wires crossed and we're going to record it next week. So, but again, available for you to do an interview here. Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com to get the interview in. So let's drop a little news. It's in the space, but there's a pro and con of internal company podcast links. I haven't read this particular article. What is this all about?
Yeah, it's Forbes came out with a thing, and it's just basically discussing, you know, whether or not you want to do a internal podcast for your company, you know, being that everybody's remote now. And it, you know, just talks about, you know, all the video conferencing stuff. And, you know, it's a pretty wide ranging article, but it was pretty interesting. You know, they have some pros and cons in here, whether you want to do it. And there's an actual interview back and forth in the thing. But yeah, it's just an interesting discussion on, you know, whether or not you want to do it via podcasting or if there's some other way.
You know, I think the internal company podcast stuff is a good idea. Oh, yeah. But again, it really depends on, number one, are you going to talk about intellectual property stuff? You're going to talk about stuff that you don't want being in the public. So does it need to be a private internal podcast? Or, you know, really, there's a whole bunch of options available for people today. So, you know, the internal podcast we do at this company is this podcast. So everything we do is public, but a lot of people don't want to do public.
Right. And our team is smaller too. So, you know, we get together every morning anyway, you know, on Zoom, and we all talk to each other. So any information that needs to get disseminated amongst our team is pretty easy to do. You know, some bigger teams or more spread out teams, you know, maybe, you know, time zone issues and whatnot, they might want to have something like this.
Yeah. Squadcast was supposed to have an announcement yesterday. I think they made it today. They announced a new collaboration with Dolby Sound. And here's the question on that. You know, we've been big proponents of not ever touching someone's audio. So, Dave, I don't know. I just feel if they're going to touch people's audio after you upload it, I hope it's an option. They can turn it on or turn it off. I don't think, you know, we've got a great Blueberry Pro team. They've went through and taken care of all the audio for this show. Why would we want someone to put an additional layer of processing on top of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. I'm not the best when it comes to audio, technical things like that. I know enough to get dangerous with my own show, but man, I really...
Yeah, I don't want them to mess with my audio.
Up it myself, yeah. Because I spend a lot of time making sure that the audio isn't terrible. I don't know that I would I would like this.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we don't.
Yeah. And as a company, it's just been our policy never to touch the audio. We've actually never, in fact, we've had people ask many times, are you touching my audio once I upload it? And we always go back and say, no, that's your original recording. We don't mess with it. And especially, you know, if you're having a team like our Blueberry Pro team doing editing, you don't want that audio touched at all. Now, I know some people that don't have editing and just do their own, some, you know, maybe, but I would really like to hear the before and after. I think that would be...
Yeah, I would hope it would be optional, you know, audio processing. You don't want something that you can't control that's there. It might actually make an improvement. You never know, but, you know, just be careful with that, and hopefully it's optional.
Yeah. Moving on here, a little more surprising news, and this kind of, there hasn't been a lot said about it. But the Wondery CEO is being indicted today, and he's facing an upcoming legal battle concerning FIFA World Cup TV rights with his prior employer, Fox TV Networks. And when you read through what is his potential, you know, obviously in this country, you are innocent. You know, you have the presumption of innocence, and you have to be proven guilty in a court of law. So he's going to have, you know, this big legal battle, but he's potentially facing up to 20 years if convicted. Again, he's, you know, presumed innocent, of course, here, but it's something to do with millions of dollars of some sort of meandering of money to different people to secure those FIFA World Cup TV rights for Fox TV. I just wonder if he's going to continue at Wondery.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The statement from his lawyer sounded like he was going to be fighting it, obviously, and that it may not be a big deal, but we don't know.
Yeah, we don't. So time will tell on that one. But so we'll see. We'll keep abreast of it. And Hernan, good luck with your, you know, with your battle and your in the court battle. Zencastr has removed free tier limits, and this is to help homebound podcasters through the end of coronavirus, which I think they've basically limited their caps through the end of July. Do we know of anybody using Zencastr right now?
There's a lot of podcasters that do interviews that use Zencastr. It's kind of a thing where it records in the cloud and you know, gives you the files later on. So it's used by quite a few people. And you know, before they had it was just one-on-one was the free tier. And they were limited in how many minutes they could do or whatnot. So, yeah, they've lifted those limits at least until this whole stupid virus thing is over with.
Another app that's coming out that I've got concerns about is something called Soundbite. It's a new podcast app designed to help you find hidden gems through bite-sized listens. It's coming soon. They've got a waiting list. But are they going to take 5 minutes of this show and put it in something and give someone a bite-sized of new media show?
I'm not sure.
A podcast insider, I'm sorry.
Anyway, you know, looks the same on screen. Yeah. it sounds like, I forget what the name of that other thing was that went out of business a few years ago, but, you know, where you could clip certain chunks of your audio and then share that out separately. I think it's something similar to that. But I don't know if they curate it.
Well, if it's an app, and it just sounds, you know, the way it reads is a new podcast app designed to help you find hidden gems through bite-sized listens. So we'll have to see what they do there. If you create your own sound bites, you know, we can do that with Source Audio right now. You can create your own clips for social media promotion through our partner Source Audio, which people can utilize for free through the dashboard. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. If they take clips, I think people are probably going to have a problem with that. I would only think so.
Yeah, so. I'm not sure. Like I said, hopefully you can control what of your podcast, what's going on there. But yeah, you may not. It might be up to your listener, or might be up to the service.
So another conference has moved. The Listen-In Conference has been postponed to October 5th. The one-day event was originally scheduled for June 25th. In downtown Los Angeles. So here's the question to both of you. Do you think we're going to have a podcast movement in August?
I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah, I hope so. But and they say that we definitely are, but man, it's hard to say right now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tight in August, because I think if you just think here, we're here, what are we, April 9th. So if they say we're going to start loosening up potentially in some areas starting on May 1st, maybe. Again, that's a maybe.
Yeah, then, maybe.
So we got May, June, July, 3 months, and then August. Well, maybe. Maybe we're still going to, a lot can happen in 3 months. The country's not going to be locked down in 3 months. If it is, it's, we're all going to be, probably looking for work. I don't know. We'll see. I think we'll have to see what happens there. But they say they're going to continue to move forward. And speaking of them, they put up something, an article yesterday, and it was talked about top side hustles for podcasters. Have either of you went through that?
Through a little bit. They have a lot of little ideas of how you can make a little money on the side. A lot of, tutoring, helping kids, with online school, just plain old freelancing. There's a lot of people out there doing that. They list a lot of resources on how to find side gigs like that.
I know we've been getting a lot of inquiries if we're hiring, if we have any work to be done. We're getting a lot of that right now. So I know a lot of people are looking for some gigs or some short-term gigs, maybe while their full-time business or full-time job is shut down. Sadly to say, we really don't have any positions open at this point. We are keeping the entire Blueberry team working. So, we're all putting in 40 hours a week or more.
Yeah.
And that hasn't changed here, but we'll be the first to announce if we have any positions open. I want to talk a little bit about best practices, and it kind of leads back to you two. And I think that this is really, really super important right now, that some of you may be struggling and having challenges and getting your shows out. But I really want to reinforce here that we're here for them and they can call or email anytime. So I guess from your two's perspective, you're answering phones and emails. What are you seeing? What is, are we getting a lot more cries for help from people needing extra handholding or any, production help? What are you seeing coming in?
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, it's a good mix of a little bit of everything that you said. I've seen a lot of people starting up more podcasts. And so they're like, okay, well, how do I do this within Blueberry? I'm using PowerPress. How do I do more than one show from my one site? And I think in a way it's really good to see more podcasts happening. But I always make sure if I'm on the phone with somebody that I tell them, understand it's going to take you a lot more time to run multiple podcasts and to make sure that it's set up right. And so I am seeing a lot more handholding as people are going through the step-by-step process. I've had a couple of customers that I'm probably, tickets that are threaded with 30 to 50, back and forth between the two of us as they're going through each process. And okay, how does this work? I watched the video, but I don't understand it. So it's definitely a lot more handholding, which I think is great because people are, they have more time to spend and understand how these things work instead of, okay, well, I want my show out now. Just tell me how to put it out there. So I think it's kind of cool.
Mike, how about you?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of newbies too. A lot more people that are just completely new to podcasting coming in and saying, hey, we need help. We need help with everything. I've helped people with, how do I record? How do I, we don't do that a lot, but I've just found that the number of absolutely new podcasters has increased since this whole virus thing has started. And, and it's because people are at home, even if they're still working, but working from home, they don't have that commute time anymore. So they got time to start a hobby podcast or, maybe a side hustle podcast for a business. So, I've just found a lot of people that really don't understand the concept, which is good because we can teach them. And yeah, definitely reach out to us if you want to start a podcast.
One thing that I saw too is just there was even something in the Blueberry Podcasting group this morning asking about, hey, can we import the show from Google Sheets, and I don't have any idea how they're doing podcasting on Google Sheets, but I was like, we got an RSS feed. We probably can help you once you reach out, and so we'll see what we can do. But it really, really is about that, making people know that, hey, we're here for you. We're actually probably more available than we normally are, just because, you know, more of us are living completely online. So I just want to reinforce that that is an option here for you to have, you know, ask for some help. Now, some tools you can use to help stay organized, and this is a hard part if you've never worked from home or been trying to take care of everything yourself, is one tool that I use is called Calendly, Calendly. It's a great way to book your podcast. So you can actually set up your calendar ahead so that, let's say, next week, Wednesday, you're available from 9 to 10, or on Thursday, 2 to 3, you can set those schedules up so that when you're trying to book a guest, you give them some options on multiple days to go in and book. And then that actually, what I like about it is you can set it up so that it actually makes your schedule in Google Calendar. It will basically provide the link that you have to call into, whether it be a Zoom meeting or if it's or like this on Skype, you can provide the information there. I really like that tool once. Mike, you're using Schedule Once, right?
Yeah, it's a very similar service. Schedule Once, what's nice about it, and I'm pretty sure yours does that as well, but, you know, I talk to people from all over the world in all different time zones, and with the with Schedule Once, they set their time zone, and then all the times available are in their time zone. So it's, you know, absolutely automatic. So there's no, what time zone are you in? You know, if you try to schedule things manually, it just makes life a whole lot easier. And I use that a lot for our one-on-one consults and whatnot here.
Yeah, and also, you know, if you're looking for a way to reach your audience, you know, there's lots of services that allow you to email your podcast listeners that sign up for your mail list. And, you know, I'm just going to kind of talk about one I use that's free. You know, before doing mail lists or funnels or even a cool thing to do all the way back in 2005, I didn't have a budget. I had no money. So I was looking for a free way to email my audience and did sign up for my newsletter. And I use Google Groups. And people are like, what is Google Groups? Well, just Google Groups, and you'll be able to create a group, and you don't have to make it so it's designed for people to have conversations and have dialogue. But you can set it up so it's just one way. You can set it up so it just does an email blast from the master owner of the account. And that's what I do. I use Google Groups, but we use MailChimp for the company.
Yeah, I use Google Groups as well in announce mode, and it works really well.
The only thing is you don't get any of the tracking of anything they click or anything like that. They still can unsubscribe. You don't have any of that heat map stuff going on that happens in other applications. But there's Tiny Letter as well. That's another one people use. So there's something out there for everyone when it comes to, you know, depending on your budget range. And MailChimp, actually, I think for anyone that has under 1,000,
MailChimp's free as well for up to a certain number of subscribers. Yeah.
But once you break that bridge, then, you know, I think on my one list that I have for the podcast awards, I think I'm paying $35 a month for that. That's a big budget item for a lot of people. So Google Groups, again, it's free.
Tiny Letter is also free, and I do believe they do give you a little bit of statistics.
Oh, that's good. So Google Docs is great for show notes, prep, collaboration between hosts. We use it here. So matter of fact, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 people in the
Doc. 4 of us in it now, yeah.
Right now, you know, and it's kind of funny is because oftentimes sometimes we're in a spreadsheet, and I'll be like, Mike, get out of that. Out of that cell. I need to be in that cell. So, you know, there is a little bit of collaboration you have to do when you're working together, but there's chat in those docs as well, and you can run a comment stream, and it really works well for collaboration. Again, Calendly, though, is not free. It's inexpensive. Schedule Once, I think, is pretty inexpensive too, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. And it integrates with Zoom and GoToMeeting and Skype and whatever else you want to integrate with it.
And for those of you listening, that was not a toilet flushing. That was Mike Sump Pump running.
Yeah, I have a sump pump on the other end of the basement, and the acoustics in here are still not perfect.
So let's move on. So again, we're also at a time here where some of this tech may be over your head, and doing recordings and doing remote recordings, and you know, if you're kind of struggling in that department, don't forget our blueberry protein at blueberrypro.com. So, you know, again, if you don't want to set up and doing double enders or making Skype work to do a two-person interview, or if you're having challenges with Zoom or worried about some of their recent security issues, blueberrypro.com and my team is fantastic in basically being able to work packages out for people that have these immediate needs. So don't forget about them. Let's talk about a little bit of news here. I had to laugh. I saw a news item from another company that says they're going to be a couple of weeks before they start measuring Google Podcasts for iOS. But we've been good since from last Monday, a week from Monday, or this past Monday?
This past Monday, we started keeping track of the Google Podcasts for iOS. And Angelo said that there's not a ton of users yet, but it's a brand new app. So yeah, we are tracking it, though.
So from Monday, April 6th, we've been tracking Google Podcasts for iOS. And that's how it's listed in the stats, as Google Podcasts for iOS.
Yep, and then one on Android, it says Google Podcasts for Android, as opposed to Google Play, which is also still listed there in the client section.
So anyway, that's what's going on there. Our stats are up to date, so you can start seeing if you're actually attracting any traction. And don't forget, you can tell your listeners now about Google Podcasts for iOS, as long as, you know, in addition to the Apple Podcast app. And of course, there's, you know, 25 other apps out there as well that we're tracking, or more. I think we're actually tracking about 200 plus different ways people consume podcasts. So just another thing for the stack.
Oh, yeah. Lots of clients there.
Yeah. So we dug into the stats a little bit. And we have a report on how listenership has changed since this stupid virus has taken over. And downloads, you know, here's what it really, you know, we said we're down 0.5%. And I'm like, it's really kind of within the margin of error.
Right, yeah. And this is across all of Blueberry, everything we're tracking.
But we have seen some genres up and down. We've seen sports down, religion up, weekend listening up.
Yeah.
Is there anything in there I missed?
No, I think that's about right. Yeah, it's mostly sports stuff and is down. News is up. Anything health related seems to be up. Religion's up. You know, it's... this is kind of just an overview article that we got over on podcastinsider.com and the Blueberry site. But yeah, it's just kind of an overview. But, you know, overall, 0.5% down overall.
So one thing here at Blueberry is that we do, that I think a lot of companies do, but I just want to reemphasize this. And Mike and Dave both know this more than anything that we talk about, is what we don't do is we never share stats data with anyone outside of the account. The account, basically, we don't share or sell stats data to anybody. And we just wanted to reemphasize that. We've seen some stuff in the news recently that made me have my eyeballs raised a little bit. But we get requests all the time for people asking for stats on certain shows. And unless it's the, you know, the owner doesn't have to ask us, they just go into their own dashboard. But,
right. You know, it's just that's one thing since I've started at Blueberry. That was the one thing you guys always said to me was, you know, the stats on individual shows are only shared with the person that owns the stats. They can choose to make it public or not, but that's not our job.
And what we do is, if we actually require you to either by email from the account holder or via an actual signed document. We require in writing that if you want us to share your information or certify or verify your data, we make you to verify that. If someone says, Tony said I could see his stats. Well, I'm going to go to Tony, say, Tony, this company wanted to see your stats, and you'll have to send me an email from your Blueberry account address telling me, yes, it's okay to share these stats. And otherwise, no, we're not going to do that. Anyway, enough on that. Are you guys excited about next week?
Yeah, new product coming.
Yeah, we're going to start talking about a new product next week. And it'll be on this show primarily where we discuss it. It might be a little social beforehand, but very, very excited about this. I've had, what do you think, Mike, 80% of the dev team working on this since January?
Oh, yeah. That's been a really big project, and it's going to be something very different from what we've done in the past as well. So, but that's all I'm going to say.
And we're actually, this team and a couple of others actually have to get some training here in the next week or so, so we can talk more to it as well. But the spec sheet is about 5 pages long of everything that we're getting together. And I'm really, really excited about this product announcement next week. And I believe we'll be ready with it to actually launch on May 1st. In around May 1st is the date that if the stars align,
yeah.
If the documentation comes together.
Don't want to announce something too far ahead. So we're close. We're close.
Yeah. And the external team is ready with their product delivery. We'll be close. but we can start selling it on April 15th, which is the exciting part. And so anyway, we'll talk about that. Hey, we are working towards the next release of PowerPress 8.3. We've had a few. The gal that does our UI work, she had emergency appendicitis this past Friday, and we want to give a shout out to her. Hope she's on the mend. But can you imagine having to go in a hospital at this time?
Ugh, yeah, that does not sound like any fun. But she seems to be doing all right. The last I checked with her.
Yeah, so she's on the mend, and so that's kind of not holding up, but we got a few things that we're cleaning up. But PowerPress 8.3 with the fancy new UI design is we hope to have a beta for you very, 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 very soon. So, Dave, I guess this is where Mike and I put you on the frying pan here for a few minutes.
Hot seat.
We want to get a little more background on you, and we're going to be doing this a little more with Blueberry team members. So, as a way of a background, why don't you just kind of give us the 411, where you grew up, anything you want to share personally, what you've been doing for the past 10 years, and of course, what you're doing now.
Yeah, so I'm in Indiana, small little town called Logansport, and I grew up within, 10, 15 miles of this city that I live in now. So small town kid, and I was homeschooled from fifth grade through high school. And I went to college. Originally, I wanted to go for graphic design, and my parents were like, oh, you could never get a job in something like that. That's way too arbitrary. So they sent me to school and suggested that I go for basically it was like architecture, and I ended up saying, nope, that's not for me. I'm way too creative for that. And now look at me. I work for Blueberry. but yeah, I mean, that's a very small, background on me. I got into podcasting when I want to say probably 10 years ago. 2010, I was working in a grocery store and working the night shift. And if anybody's ever worked at a grocery store before, you'll know that there's hardly anybody there. There's nobody to talk to. And I was just throwing dog food on the shelves and trying to figure out how I could bring this graphic design background that I had in high school and do freelance work. So I went ahead and somehow stumbled upon podcasts, I'm assuming through the iTunes desktop software, and loaded it on my smartphone. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. Like, it was educational. And then I stumbled upon some geek podcasts, movies, comic books, science fiction, that kind of thing, which was very much up my alley. And I was like, man, I could do this. And I remember when I was a kid, I had done something similar, taking cassette tapes. You know, that's how old I am, although I'm not that old. Taking cassette tapes and recording some like fake radio programs with friends that were just ridiculous. And I was like, I could do this again. And through that, I found the Audacity to Podcast with Daniel J. Lewis. And he really, really kind of pushed me to create my first show, which is called Geek This. And it's all about geek pop culture, that kind of a thing. And I've been in love with podcasting since, and really glad I'm at Blueberry now.
So what led you to us? I know we did a job announcement, but what led you to us?
I was working a job that I didn't really care for. And I'd been using PowerPress since I started this show in 2012. I think at that time, probably been, you know, 6 or 7 years that I'd been doing my podcast using PowerPress. Mm-hmm. And I already knew that Blueberry was a company that I trusted. I was using Blueberry Stats. Being in this job that I didn't care for, I was like, let's see if I can find something that utilizes this passion with podcasting. And I think I just grew a pair and tweeted to Blueberry. And I was like, hey, do you have any jobs available? And I think within a couple of weeks, I had a phone call with Mike. I had a phone call with you, Todd. And yeah, I mean, that it was such a whirlwind. It's weird to think about.
We brought you on as a contractor first. And then,
right.
So that was what, for a couple of years?
Yeah. The end of January 2018. I think it was my official start date. And then in October of 2019, you guys decided to bring me on full time, which is awesome.
And before you were a contractor, you actually won one of our contests.
I did. Yeah. Like the year before I became a contractor, I won a mixer. And
that's right. So, I remember that now. Yeah.
You did. My whole podcast history has been with Blueberry. So it's really cool to be a part of the team now and see what's going on, and just to be part of it. I think it's really cool.
So do you have a fun, of course, we'll leave all names out, but I always like to ask customer support folks, and you know, you're one of our great analysts here. What is a fun customer, either good or bad? It could be either way. What's a good fun customer support story?
Man, I was looking at the show notes for this, and I was like, do I have a good one? And I couldn't think of one, but some of my favorite experiences being in support have been when somebody calls and they want me to walk through the entire setup of PowerPress, and we're trying to do it over the phone, and they're like 10 steps ahead of me, and I'm like, well, hold on, go back, hold on, we got to start here. Yeah, but I want to do this. And I'm like, no, you got to hold on, let's go back to step one, you're at step 45, just let's slow down.
And there's not 45 steps, by the way.
And I always have to tell people, I get that a lot too, and I always have to tell people, you know, I can only do one thing. I'm a very terrible multitasker. So let's fix this one. Then we'll get to that one. And then we'll get, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest. We would have fewer customers if I was doing customer support. We would. You guys have the patience of saints. I appreciate it. But you know, we've been having you do some little projects. You recently did a project where you did some analysis of our PowerPress theme and show notes and wrote some best practices, didn't you?
Yeah. The PowerPress theme was one of those things that I had gotten a couple of tickets and phone calls. People were just confused because they're using our WordPress sites that we provide to hosting customers. And they're like, I don't even know where to start. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. And because I have this graphic design background, you know, it was kind of intuitive to me. It was like, it was the way I learned podcasting right. too, was just click buttons, figure out what it does. You're not going to break anything. It can be fixed. So it's like, well, that's not the current environment that right. podcasters are in. It's right. very much a, you know, start your show and go.
And we have to, and we have to hold people by the hand quite a bit too, to get up and running.
A lot of people think they're defusing a bomb rather than working on a website. So they're just afraid to touch anything.
Well, you know, to most people, it is a bomb, you know, so yeah. I don't blame them for being confused. So anyway, this PowerPress theme and show notes document, let's make sure we get that linked in the show notes. That might help, you know, anyone listening to this show. I don't think we have it actually linked in the topic areas here, but we can make sure we get it added to the show notes. So anyway, Dave, we're happy to have you here, part of the team. And for those of you that encountered Dave in your tickets and discussing with him, now you have a face to place behind the email. And that's all. And I think that's always good too, because I think sometimes in support, people don't realize there's, you know, I think it's a bot back there responding, not a human. And we don't get a lot of those super like nasty ones, but every once in a while, I know you guys just want to push the pause button for a second. But again, we appreciate what you do and taking care of the family of podcasters here with us. And that goes for both of you. So but glad you're part of our family. Now we're going to move into support. And this is something I found. I went to Apple Podcast and I was like, I don't have season 278. And what I had actually accidentally done, and we're going to probably address this in the interface, is that we now in PowerPress, when you enter your Apple Podcast title and episode number, the box next to it is episodes. And as long as you leave that box blank, you'll basically have a consecutive series. I had accidentally tabbed over into there and somehow put the number 278. And all of a sudden I have season 278 in an Apple Podcast. So check your Apple Pod. I'm just asking everyone, check your Apple Podcast listings. And all of a sudden, if you see that you suddenly have seasons, look at the episodes under those seasons and go edit those in your WordPress settings. Go into and basically go into edit. Scroll down to the episode box, look in the seasons box. If it's blank or if it says the number, remove that number and that'll get rid of it. So it just accidentally, I accidentally tabbed over there. I did it more than once. So we're going to move.
278 seasons. That's a lot.
And I never had a season before. I had one episode. It said season 278. So it just looked weird in Apple Podcasts. So
I think The Simpsons is only up to season 31, right?
Wow. Yeah. So, Mike, you guys have got some heavy going here now. You guys are booked up for 2 weeks for one-on-one consulting.
Yeah, I've been booked up 2 weeks out for quite a while with the, you know, on my calendar. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I want to launch this and I got to get it done by Friday, you know, and they tell me that on Thursday. And, you know, we only have so many hours we can dedicate to the one-on-one stuff because we got to answer random phone calls and emails and tickets and whatnot. So, you know, be patient. I'm going to put up a link to that video page again that has all the, you know, start from scratch. If you're going to do this, start here, do that, you know, all the videos that may help you. We'll do our best to help you via tickets or emails or whatnot. And, in the meantime, otherwise it's probably going to be, you know, 2 weeks out before we can get to you one-on-one.
And I do offer podcaster consultations as well. And these are basically not technical support. These are more about what you're doing with your show.
Strategic. Do you need help?
Strategic type of discussions. And they're 30-minute sessions. And I have some of those available. So if you want to do a strategic session for your podcast, all you got to do is email me. I'll send you the calendar link and you'll be able to book a time. And being that people are now home mostly during the day, you know, you can take your, if you're working from home, you can take your half hour lunch hour and talk to me versus eating lunch, or you can eat lunch and we can talk. I won't mind. And that way you can, you know, get some one-on-one with me as well. So all you got to do is email me that information or ask for a one-on-one. But before we wrap this show up again, I really, again, this is the thing. You're going to do anything major, please ask us before you move your website. You know, especially if you're going to something other than WordPress, you know, there's things you must do, because if you don't do it in certain orders, oh, we don't want you to accidentally extinct your podcast.
Yeah, we've had three of those in the last week. Dave's had a couple. I've had one. And, you know,
what did they specifically do?
Well, basically, like one, I forget, in my case, it was a gal that moved from WordPress to Wix. And she just literally moved her domain over there and then wondered why her podcast didn't work anymore. And,
God.
You know, and so, you know, luckily we were able to do a 301 redirect, you know, from her domain at Wix, but it, you know, for a little while there, she was off.
Yeah. And Wix is not so podcast positive.
Well, I mean, it works. You just can't generate your podcast from there. That's the problem. You know, WordPress is one of the few places you can actually generate a podcast feed from.
Right.
You know, Squarespace does sort of, their feeds aren't the greatest, but they do work. But you can't just go directly from WordPress to Squarespace either. There's a lot of things you have to do in the meantime.
Yeah.
So just, you know, hit us up. We'll tell you the order of things, and we'll try to talk you out of moving from WordPress because we think it's the best. But after that, we'll help you.
Yeah. Dave, how about you? What'd you see?
It was something very similar, except they had actually moved to a new website, new domain and everything, and totally killed off the old one. So they had to start from scratch. And that was the worst news I had to give them, was I can't do anything for you. You've done messed it up.
So in that instance, sometimes though, do we not have the podcast in the directory? Is there something we can do to save them sometimes that way?
If they have put the feed in the directory, that's the problem. Some people that use WordPress do not put their feed back in Blueberry. So we don't have that. If they're hosting with us and they put their feed in the Blueberry settings for the directory, we have a copy of their feed and we can pull it back into the new site, do the redirect. And
right. And we use a little trickery by using, because we have a directory. And just so you know, we have a directory to be able to do that from. No one else does. So that's somehow, and we've actually heard of other people from other services saving people, because we've had their show listings completely listed in Blueberry, and we've been asked, hey, what is the feed? Because there technically is a feed for every Blueberry directory listing, which we don't turn on, which is basically hid.
Right. Yeah, but we can save podcasts from other places. Just, you know, you have to get with us, and we can possibly turn on a feed and have a backup for you.
Right, right. So anyway, it's going to bring us to the end here. If you want to talk to Dave, it's dave@blueberry.com. Mike at blueberry.com, Todd at blueberry.com, Mackenzie at blueberry.com. Got to see a trend there.
It's a pattern.
But we want to thank everyone that's been live for hanging out with us. Tony, Sherry, Marty, thanks everyone for hanging out. And and I think we'll have a little Q&A after the show, potentially. If everyone has any questions, we're watching all the chat rooms. You can drop a question in there. But there are no call-ins today, but we're just going to hang out here at the end and jibber-jabber just a little bit, probably to the top of the hour. But everyone, thanks for being. Those of you listening to the podcast, we're going to sign off from this portion at this point. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week on the Podcast Insider. Don't forget, we have openings for you to be interviewed and have your show showcased here on the podcast. Take care, everyone. Happy podcasting. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.